1-800-520-1KFI, Orange County, 520-1KFI in L.A. County. That having been said, I want to move on to a really horrible story. This informed the news yesterday and today. Dog enters house, attacks comatose woman. Absolutely grotesque. A dog entered a Sun Valley home through one of these swinging doggy doors on Sunday and viciously chewed the foot of a comatose woman. This woman was being cared for by her family, and according to the Los Angeles Fire Department, she was taken to a hospital and treated there, but apparently her foot could not be saved. This was a Rottweiler, better known as, and correct me if I'm wrong, Pitbull. No? Same kind of dog, though? Rottweiler, Pitbull, same kind of fighting dog? These dogs that they breed, same aggressive kind of dog? It's not the same breed. R.C. Collins, who called the didn't call the show, but he called my producer earlier today in absolute tears. He is a young man, a young listener of ours, student at Chatsworth High School. You've had some familiarity with these animals, R.C. Do you know the story we're talking about? R.C., are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
Do you know the story we're talking about?
Yeah, I do. And I can tell you right now, it's left me and many people that I know dumbfounded and stunned. It's just bad.
excuse me. Pardon me, I'm still getting over that cold. Do you know people who own Rottweilers?
Yeah, we do. We, on our block, Phil, we have two families that have pit bulls and also Rottweilers. You're a little bit mistaken. The Rottweiler is essentially a pit bull.
It is.
Yeah. It's the same dog. And I can tell you that we've had a lot...
You're absolutely sure a Rottweiler and a pit bull are the same animals?
Yeah. We've had a lot of problems with dog attacks in this neighborhood where I live. And these dog attacks are out of control. The story that you're referring to, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Now, this is something that you are paying some attention to because you were attacked yourself when you were younger by a Rottweiler?
I was, and I've got the scars. I was attacked as a smaller boy, and I have the scars on my back.
Where it bit you on the back?
It bit me on my right arm and on my back. And I'll tell you, I wasn't doing anything. I was very small, about 5 years old. Thank God for a police officer that was going by that day. I don't know what would have happened. But Phil, I think really what we're talking about, and what I think your listeners need to be aware of, these animals, Rottweilers and pit bulls, especially on the heels of what happened to that lady today, should be put to sleep. There is no reason...
Now, wait a minute. You're talking about putting Rottweilers... Let me take a sip of Coke here.
Are you over your cold?
Not 100%. Let me just get a sip here. You're talking about putting these animals, all of them, to sleep?
Well, Phil, one thing you need to remember about a pit bull and a Rottweiler, they're wild animals. All right, these are animals that cannot be controlled. They are wild.
As opposed to domesticated.
As opposed to domesticated, exactly. They're wild animals. At any given moment, they can revert to their wild breeding. And then all bets are off, my friend. Katie, bar the door. Because when these creatures get it in their mind to take a piece out of you... It gives a whole meaning to it, I can tell you that. And I read the lady's story today.
Well, it's a tragic story. I mean, a woman who's being cared for by relatives, laying in bed, she's comatose, and she has her foot virtually chewed off.
I'll tell you something. It absolutely saddened me and pissed me off at the same time. I'll tell you something right now. They've banned ferrets in Southern California. They've banned a variety of different animals in Southern California. Why it is, we still have to deal with the Rottweiler pit bull, and animals like this pisses me off. And, you know, it's time we put our foot down. These golden retrievers, Labradors, pit bulls, Rottweilers, all of them are vicious, vicious animals, and need to be controlled.
Now, we've seen stories about them attacking, I don't know who, I mean mailmen, they've attacked police officers, they've attacked children.
They attack everybody, Phil, it doesn't matter who. I had a friend of mine who was attacked by a golden retriever. This was several years ago, took muscle tissue out of his leg. Another friend of mine attacked by a Labrador, black Labrador, also muscle tissue removed from the leg. Something's got to be done. My solution, put them to sleep.
Well, I don't, you know, knowing dog owners, they're not going to go for that. I mean...
Well, it doesn't make any difference what they go for. You know, you can talk about their...
Well, I mean, dogs are not like ferrets, okay? There's a long tradition of domesticated dogs, and you're not going to have a lot of people wanting their dogs put to sleep.
I'm not talking about a domesticated dog. I'm talking about a wild animal.
Which you claim the Rottweiler is.
And the Labrador, and these others. And this poor woman today is testimony to it.
All right, R.C. Collins is on the line with us talking about the attack today on a woman in Sun Valley by a Rottweiler, which virtually chewed her foot off. This poor woman was comatose, could not defend herself. And he has been victimized by these dogs. He is campaigning to just simply be rid of them. Is the solution to get rid of these dogs? How do you do it? And, you know, the owners of pit bulls, Rottweilers, and dogs like that, they're as passionate about the ownership of their animals as some people are passionate about the ownership of their guns. Or, God forbid, their televisions. R.C. Collins is on the line with us, taking your calls as well at the aforementioned numbers concerning the attack on a Sun Valley woman today by a Rottweiler. I have to say to you, R.C., before we go to a phone call, that your maturity is showing a little bit here when you advise that all of these dogs should be put to sleep. I think that...
Well, don't, excuse me, Phil, but don't tell me what I know because I'm a victim of the...
Well, I know that you were attacked.
Have you ever been bitten? Have you been bitten?
Have I been bitten?
I've been terrorized by these animals, the Rottweiler and the Pitbull. And what I'm saying is drastic, but nonetheless needed. Get rid of them. Once and for all, get rid of them. These animals don't know. Do you know of any other animal that people keep as pets that are allowed to attack human beings?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people who keep weird things for pets.
Look, the people keep, they can't keep a lion. They can't keep a tiger. Then why don't they allow them to keep Rottweilers?
Look, I don't think your idea is going to fly.
The citizens of L.A. don't know any better. What they need to do is listen to people who've experienced being bitten by them, and then they'll know. And as I said, one of these bastards hunted me down when I was very small.
Wait, you're talking about a Rottweiler.
You got it right, Ace. So these people...
You know, you don't have to get argumentative. What I'm saying here...
Look, Phil... Let me put it to you this way, okay?
No, hold on. What I'm saying here is I don't think your solution is going to fly.
You don't think my solution is going to fly?
No.
Let me ask you a question. During World War II, a man by the name of Hitler imprisoned and murdered 6 million people. What did the world do about it?
Look, I don't know.
I'm asking you a question. What did the world do about it?
What did the world do about it? I mean, the world defeated Hitler. They put on trial the leaders of the Third Reich. They put these people to death. We formed the United Nations so that no one could terrorize that way again.
That's right. Right now, we have a scourge, not unlike Hitler terrorizing the Jews. In many ways, if you've been victimized by a Rottweiler, you feel like a Jew who is victimized by Nazis. And I have been...
Oh, come on. I mean, I'm...
I was bitten on. I felt like Kunta Kinte being hunted and tortured by the man. And that's what I'm talking about. That's why your listeners need to listen up.
All right, let's go to Beverly Hills on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, really, my fiance and I were driving down the street to see the dog trainer, and there was something that promoted the dog to eat that lady's foot. And
that dog is a wild animal.
The dog is not a wild animal. It's a trained animal. And there was something that was an incentive for that dog to eat that lady's foot, and basically was hunger. That dog did not... That dog did not know whether that person was alive or even if it was a person. It was a scavenger, just like a hyena, and it was hungry.
Just like a wild animal. You fit me. You answered my question for me. Do you know of any other kind of dog that's going to go and eat somebody like that?
I'm sorry?
Do you know of any other dog that's going to go macking on somebody like that?
Yeah, another dog that was not fed by its trainer, possibly.
All right, let me ask a question. Would like a chihuahua?
No, a chihuahua most likely would not do that.
Why not?
Just for the size, I guess. But you're looking at a bigger dog. You're looking at bigger dogs. You're looking at more aggressive dogs, which is true. But this dog went strictly for the food. It could have been a dead bird there, for all we would have known. But it was a lady. It was her foot, and he was acting as a scavenger.
Well, I can tell you this much, that if an animal like that were to come onto my property, I'm within my rights to destroy the animal. Yes or no?
You're right. You're absolutely right. If a dog went on your property and you had to defend yourself, you're absolutely right.
I would destroy the animal.
Well, so let's go around and destroying all the animals? Is that what
I believe that these animals have proven themselves to be
out of control
wild animals.
You know, there's a deer in Minnesota that attacked a hunter. Should we go around and kill and make all the deer obsolete?
I don't believe there's been a systematic abuse by the deers as there has been systematic attacks by these Labradors and Rottweilers.
Well, I think you're way on a huge wrong tangent here, buddy.
I was attacked by one. Were you attacked by one?
No, I've never been attacked. I have been bitten by one before, but not attacked.
I don't mean any disrespect. A dog like that comes near me, its ass is grass. I'll put the thing down because...
Well, you know, let me interrupt for 1 second. You know, that war you were talking about, I believe it was World War II you were discussing. In that same war, they used Rottweilers, German Shepherds, pit bulls to find survivors of the Holocaust. You know that, don't you? I'm sure you know that.
I believe that the Germans used those animals as guard dogs in the concentration camps.
So now who's to blame? Is it the dog that we're going to blame?
I believe so, yes.
I think you're way off. It's the trainer, it's the owner.
The dogs, at any given time, a dog has a decision to make.
A dog's decision is a trained decision.
Those dogs had a decision to make.
They
could go with the Nazis or they could go with the Allies.
Yeah, they knew exactly what uniform everybody was wearing.
Well, wait, what are you talking about? They had a decision to make.
I'm saying that they tortured people in concentration camps with them.
Well, what's that got to do with the dogs?
I'm saying they chose the Nazis.
What?
Well, apparently neither one of you understand what I'm saying.
This guy's been watching too much TV, I think.
Why have I been watching too much TV?
I'm sorry?
Why have I been watching too much TV?
Your mind's off on it. You've been watching too much TV, and you're obviously on something.
No, sir, I'm asking you why it is the Rottweilers chose to throw in with the Nazis as opposed to the Allies.
You know, the bottom line is the dogs are trained animals. They do have a wild instinct to them.
Have you ever seen a Jew with a German Shepherd?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever seen a Jew with a German Shepherd?
A Jew with a German Shepherd? I don't individualize people like that, whether or not they have a German Shepherd, or if they're a Jew or not.
No good Jew would be in the same house with a German Shepherd.
All right, look, I got to take a break. I don't understand where we're going with this.
No, I don't either.
But I do appreciate...
Those Nazi bastards used German Shepherds and...
You know, my fiancée is full German, 100% German. She's sitting right here.
Well, let me talk to her.
Okay, here she goes.
Hello?
You know what I mean about the Rottweilers going along with the Nazis.
I don't know what I think.
She's lost in the... You still there?
She's laughing too hard? She's laughing too hard, Mr. Collins.
She's laughing right here.
Yeah, well, it won't be funny if one comes after her. That's all I got to say.
She's a dog trainer also.
Right. She's a dog. All right, listen, thank you very much for your call,
sir. Take care, Phil.
Appreciate you very much calling. Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to R.C. Collins this hour about the terrible tragedy of a woman attacked by a Rottweiler. She had her foot chewed and virtually consumed. As vile and as grotesque as it sounds, that's precisely what happened to this poor lady in Sun Valley. The victim, her name is withheld, was taken to a medical center, is in serious condition, as you might well imagine. According to police, the victim, described only as a woman in her 30s, had been in a deep coma for several years. This dog entered the house through one of these doggy doors. It lives at a house. The dog that lives at the house left. So, you know what? That's the roughest part of this story to take. The dog that was there might have been lunch. Had the dog not left, the big dog comes in. The big dog can't find the little dog, and so it goes after this poor woman. The woman's mother managed to scare the dog away. Police joined officials from the East Valley Animal Shelter in searching for the dog, which as of yet has not been found. Your solution to this, RC, destroy all of these dogs.
Absolutely destroy all the dogs. I can tell you something, Phil. On our street, 1988, a family with a three-year-old boy who everyone enjoyed and loved. You might have heard the story. Kid's name was Jack Kelly. Was attacked by one of these animals and virtually consumed.
On your street?
Absolutely. On our street. It was...
What, was it a Rottweiler?
It was either a Rottweiler or a Golden Retriever. They're virtually the same dogs. The animal almost chewed the whole... I mean, ate the kid.
What?
Yes.
Look, I you know, this ate the kid, I find it a little hard to believe.
Well, you may find it hard to believe, but there's a family on our street that doesn't feel good about it.
All right, I mean, don't get excited.
I'll get excited. It was very, very traumatic.
All right, I didn't know that you had a kid on your block.
Son of a bitch, you know, just because you got a talk show.
I'm sorry, I didn't know there was a kid on your block.
You better take me seriously. The kid was eaten.
All right, let me go to a call here. I apologize, and if the family is listening, I apologize.
I'll hang up on your vasectomy'd ass.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Here's Anaheim on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I was just thinking, I was listening to you on my way home, and I was thinking, you know, I can understand, you know, RC feeling kind of hostile about the whole thing, but, I mean, I was bit in the head by a Rottweiler about 7 months ago.
How are you looking?
I'm sorry?
How do you look now?
I look fine. I got 7 stitches. I mean, it's not a big deal, but I think there should be more restrictions placed on owners as far as handling Rottweilers and having them out in public.
Now, what are you going to do? Are you going
to
start...
But you don't need to kill all the dogs.
Are you going to start licensing them? You know, there are rules in this country that say you can't have a lion, you can't own an elephant,
you can't own
certain kinds of animals.
You're not the only one who was bit. I had my head bit about 4 feet from my 5-week-old son.
I watched
don't tell
get,
me about traumatic experiences.
I watched a kid get his head chewed.
And my son is fine. Thank you very much for your well wishes. I don't think that you need to go around shooting all the dogs. I think there needs to be responsibility placed on the owners.
All right, what I'm asking you to do is don't be a victim, be a trendsetter. Join my crusade.
That's okay. I have better things to do with my time. You know, the dog bit me in the head. The experience is past. I'm just saying that owners need to be held responsible.
You know the name Billy Simpsons?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Name Billy Simpson. You didn't hear about him? He got his head eaten.
Okay, I came really close to it. I got 7 stitches in my head.
That's far, far from having your head eaten.
Okay, well, I feel
what do you mean he had his
Simpson.
Head
eaten?
You're still alive.
Yeah, you're right, I am, and I thank God every day.
That's right. I'm asking you and other survivors such as myself to join in the crusade. It's one thing the Constitution guarantees gun ownership. It does not guarantee Labrador, Golden Retriever, and Rottweiler ownership. And that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Here is Las Vegas on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think you're a little friendly. I sympathize with the lady that got her foot bit off. Yeah, I think that's a bad deal, okay?
I'm talking about we need to speak for the eaten ones.
I'm going to tell you something. First thing you better do is go take a course in zoology. I own a pit bull. I own a Rottweiler. They're not the same breed of dog. Black Labs, Golden Retrievers are hunting dogs.
Yeah.
Raised and bred for hunting.
Yes, there you go. Thank you.
That's what they are.
There you go.
Hey, birds, my friend. Birds.
You didn't say that, did you?
I just did, didn't I?
Excuse me. If you look at the breeding and the training of the Irish Setter, it's a man-eater. What are you
laughing at? Yeah, the pit bull and the Rottweiler are the same dog, aren't they? One comes from Germany. One's a terrier, and one's not. Isn't that correct?
No, that's not correct.
That is correct. I own them both.
You asked me. I'm telling you it's not correct.
I'm telling you that you're wrong, kid.
Well, sir.
You better go take a course in zoology. I'll tell you what. Have you ever heard of a place called Barnes & Noble?
No, I haven't.
It's a bookstore. Go get some education. Go down to Barnes & Noble, spend $5.95, buy yourself a book on dogs. They'll tell you what they are.
I know all I need to know after the little Billy Simpsons case.
And I'll tell you something else.
When I seen that kid get his
head there are... There are not constant laws in this country about owning lions. I owned a cougar up until about 5 years ago.
Animals are stupid. They can't tell the difference.
No, animals are not stupid. People are stupid. Animals are not stupid. People are stupid.
Then why did the animals choose the Nazis over the Allies?
The animals didn't choose anybody.
What are you laughing at? I'm laughing at you
because you're a fool.
Excuse me, sir. American prisoners of war, American flyers, British flyers, the free French soldiers were guarded by Rottweilers. Why did those dogs make that choice?
Hey.
Yeah.
We guarded Viet Cong with German shepherds, too.
Why did those...
Hey. I just told you something now. We used German shepherds to guard the Viet Cong. So
that was the choice that those
what's
dogs
the difference?
Made.
That's not the choice that dogs made. They use other kinds of dogs also. They use whatever kind of dog they happen to pull out that has the capability of doing the job and is trainable.
You need some education, sir.
I don't need any education. I've got my education.
I'll ask you again. Why did the Rottweilers choose the Nazi side?
They didn't.
Oh, so they just what?
What makes you think they did choose the Nazi side?
Because
let's hear some basis on it.
They worked for the Nazis guarding POWs.
They're a German dog. They were born and bred in Germany.
All right, so
that's
you're
what they had.
They what?
That's what they had. That's what was there.
That's what the German shepherds decided to do, guard POWs.
They did it because they were trained to do it.
Well,
they'd have done the same thing with a Chihuahua if they wanted to.
Have you ever heard of B. Dalton?
Of who?
B.
Yeah, B. Dalton. Sure, I shot there all the time.
Okay, you can buy a book on dogs for $5. I suggest you.
Hey, you know what? You just turned around and told me the same thing I told you.
What?
You know that?
What's that?
Didn't I just tell you that? To go to B. Dalton's and buy a book on
dogs?
No,
you said to go to Barnes & Noble.
Or Barnes & Noble, same thing.
Okay. I'll go to Barnes & Noble's, you go to B. Dalton.
I don't need one, kid. I've owned both those dogs.
Well, then.
And they're fine animals. They're fine animals.
Well,
it's all how you handle them.
I don't know,
that you have a good point. Take care of the strays that are on the street.
I don't own any dog that hunted down American POWs. Sorry.
All right. Thank you very much for your... What?
What are you laughing at, mister?
Look, you go to beat...
I'm laughing at you, kid.
Tell your dog to stop eating people.
All right, look. You go to B. Dalton. He'll go to Barnes & Noble. Here's Salt Lake City on KFIM 640. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
I would like to know the circumstances that this person was attacked by the dog.
When I was bitten was in 1986.
Could you turn your radio down, ma'am?
Turn it down, Gary.
Turn it all the way down.
Okay.
I don't want anybody in the room. We're not having a listening party, okay? Is it down?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Go ahead.
1986. I was minding my own business.
Okay.
There
minding
you
your own business doing what?
Walking down a street.
And that's all you did is walk down the street?
No, I was a very young boy. I had a pellet gun.
Well, okay.
Yeah, so?
Well, what were you doing?
What were you doing with the pellet gun?
I was shooting at things.
Were you shooting at the dog?
Why shouldn't I?
Well, you know, that dog did a big disservice to the community. He should have bit you again.
It cornered me in an alley. It was target practice.
Well,
so you were wait a minute. You were shooting at this dog with a pellet gun?
Oh, so now you're going to make it my fault? You're dreaming.
Well, you know what? I think that dog won.
No, I won. I shot that sumbitch, and then that...
But it bit you, didn't it?
They killed it. They destroyed it.
But you were shooting at it. He should have bit you again.
Well, he didn't. You want to know why? Because I shot that sumbitch.
No, you just said that they shot him, that you tried, but obviously you missed.
Shot him right in the eye.
All right, so what's the point of this conversation here?
Well, the point is that...
It attacked my dog.
All right. The point is what?
The point is that she was...
Are you listening to that radio?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That she was antagonizing that dog with a pellet gun. The dog, of course, is going to retaliate.
I'm a human being. I'm allowed to do what I want to do.
Well, you know what? If you shot people with pellet guns, they're going to retaliate on you also.
Now, who are you calling a she? I'm a he.
Oh, excuse me, he. You sound like a she.
I'm a male.
Well, you just shouldn't antagonize him.
Ma'am, I shot the dog because it hunted me down and was trying to be eaten me.
It hunted you
it
down?
It was trying to eat me.
You were walking down the street with a pellet
gun. Wait a minute, what do you mean it was trying
down?
To eat you?
It was trying to eat me and I killed it.
You probably ought to get your story straight before you start talking on the radio.
No, I'm talking about walking down the street, minding my own business, when the dog tried to eat me and I shot it.
So your answer is to shoot all the dogs.
That's right. Kill them all.
Well, you know what? I live in an A1 avalanche area, and every year we have several people buried in avalanches. And thank God there's big dogs like German Shepherds to help recover some of these people and save their lives. I don't think you can say that you can shoot every dog. There's a lot of dogs that help hearing impaired, seeing impaired.
I kill them all.
You're full of crap if you want to kill them all.
Maybe some of those people that are buried in an avalanche ought to stay buried, too. But
well, you know what? Maybe that dog ought to have chewed your foot off and maybe ate at your head, too, then.
Ate at my head?
Well, that's what you're saying. It's eating your head.
It ain't going to eat my head. And I'll tell you something else, too. I shot it just like old Yeller was shot. What do you think about that?
I think you're an asshole.
Yeah, well.
All right. This is getting us nowhere.
Well, she started it.
I started it.
Yeah, you did. You called it and said the dog should have eaten me.
Maybe you would have liked it.
If that Rot saw you, he'd probably try to. He'd run away. He wouldn't want to eat you.
Well, at least I wouldn't be bitten by a dog.
Well, that's because you like them, and I'm not gonna.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-521-KFI. The dog tried to eat me.
Bitch.
That is compelling radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County and 5201-KFI in L.A. County. R.C. Collins on the line with us. We're talking about the very, very tragic story out of Sun Valley, the lady who was attacked by a Rottweiler. And Mr. Collins, who feels that this is, all bets are off. This is the end of the line. These animals should be destroyed, correct? I mean, kill them all.
Kill them all. There is no constitutional guarantee to own a dog. We don't have to put up with an NRA. We don't have to put up with a union. We don't have to deal with anybody, like a pro-life group. Kill them all. There ain't no pro-life for rot Labradors and animals like that.
All right, let's go to Stanton on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine.
My name's Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Just want to retaliate on what she's saying. Basically, I have a Labrador, a black lab. I raised 7 of them. And you see them walking with blind people sometimes down the street. Are you telling me that that's a vicious dog?
You're raising killers, right?
Huh?
You're raising animals to kill blind people?
No. No. Uh-uh. What are you talking about? They're
talking
the
about
most gentlest animal, the most gentlest breed. As far as a dog.
Well, you tell that to little Dickie Johnson.
Oh, a black lab?
He had his leg chewed off.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah,
okay, but anyway, there are some breeds that are,
A black Labrador.
It's their owners.
Are you familiar with a black Labrador, Mr. Collins?
Sure. No,
yes,
Jeff.
I am.
Okay, and you're saying is every bit as much a killer as a Rottweiler?
Vicious.
I don't think so.
Well, I do.
No.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling. Here is Santa Monica on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to say, first of all, that I do understand that there is a problem of dog attacks. I believe there are 8,000 bites that occur daily.
Wow.
Yeah, 8,000 people that are bitten. And actually, in a 6-year study that they did...
That's news to me.
Yeah, I believe 24 people were killed by pit bulls in a 6-year period.
How about that?
And I think 16 by Rottweilers and approximately 12... by German Shepherds.
Could you repeat that?
Well, okay, I believe in a 6-year period, there were 24...
No, the information before that.
Oh, before that, 8,000 people a day are bitten by dogs.
Okay, and?
And that there are 24 people in a 6-year period that were killed by pit bulls.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it was 16
hold
by
on, hold
Rottweilers.
On, hold on. Wait a minute, I'm writing it down. 24 people in a how long period?
In a 6-year period, which is 4 people per year.
4 people per year. So we should be killing about 8,000 dogs a day.
Well, actually, though, that's 8,000 people that are bitten per day. So now I'm going to give you a little opposite argument. First of all, a pit bull and a Rottweiler are completely different dogs, number one.
I'm still writing down that other stuff.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll talk to Phil.
In a six-year period, what?
Okay, I'll talk to Phil, and he can tell you later.
Well, no, go ahead. In a six-year period.
Okay, in a six-year period.
Right.
24 people were killed by pit bulls.
24 people were killed by pit bulls.
16 by Rottweiler.
16 by Rottweiler.
And 10 or 12 by German Shepherds.
10 or 12 by German Shepherds.
Now, here's something you didn't know.
You ever been to Barnes & Noble?
What's that?
Have you ever been to Barnes & Noble?
Oh, yes, I have.
Have you? Is it good?
Oh, it's a great story. You should go there sometime.
God damn, I needed this information.
But let me give you some more information. Did you know that a pit bull was originally bred for fighting?
How do you spell shepherd, by the way?
It was bred for fighting, and...
How are you spelling bred?
What's that?
How are you spelling bred for fighting?
I think you can understand what I'm saying.
No, but how do you spell it?
How do you spell it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to spell.
Yeah. You ever heard of Barnes & Noble?
Oh, yes, I have.
I got some good books on spelling over there.
I don't know. I don't want the help there, but... But listen to my one point. You got to listen to this.
Okay.
Pit bulls were bred for dogfighting.
Pit bulls were bred for dogfighting.
Yes, they were. But
yes, they were.
Because the owners had to separate the dogs during the fighting. Any dog that would bite their owner would be destroyed. Therefore, they're some of the most friendly dogs towards people that there is. They're more friendly than just about any other dog. In fact, veterinarians prefer to work on pit bulls more than just about any other dog.
You watch Regis Philbin?
Oh, I've watched him before, yes.
I wish a dog would eat him.
Ah, what kind of dog?
Hey, whatever you got.
How about a vicious chihuahua?
There you go.
All right, sir, thanks for your call. RC, I can only hope that you screw you, okay?
Well, the guy was boring me to death.
All right. Good luck in your Rottweiler campaign.
Has he ever been to Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, all right, we'll ask him. KFI Los Angeles.
Donate your car, sir.
We need to take a phone call here. Mr. Collins, are you still with us?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to San Diego on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I just called to say that I have a Rottweiler, and he is one of the most obedient, well-behaved dogs because we raised him that way. And I just can't believe what I'm hearing because you're one of the most idiotic, ignorant people I've ever heard.
If I were you, ma'am.
Yeah?
And I mean this very sincerely. You can call me all the names you want.
Well, I'm just really amazed at what I'm hearing. You're so uneducated.
Kill the animal.
No.
Why am I
would never do that. I just assume get rid of you.
Tell the family of little Billy Simpson.
Uh-huh.
Tell the family of little Timmy Smith. Well, you're laughing about it.
No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at you because, you know, it's not the animal, it's the owner.
I know.
You need to go to the root of the problem. The owner's probably raised an animal that was, you know, vicious or mean or just unbehaved or disobedient.
Tell that to little Tommy Johnson.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I can't. I'm really sorry for that.
Do you want his number?
No, I don't.
Why not? Because you don't want to confront little Tommy Johnson.
Well, all I know is I have a
what
dog
happened?
That is a great, well-behaved dog because I raised him that way. And there are dogs out there that are vicious and are mean because the owners raised them that way. And it's not the dog's fault.
Who's a girl now? There's a boy on our street who's a girl now. What's your comment to that?
I made my comment. I told you. And I've got my dog right here. He's sitting right here with me.
I killed the thing where it slept.
Yep. You just make me laugh. And, you know, the only reason you're on the radio right now is not because anybody cares about what you say or your opinion. It's that you're so stupid, you just make people laugh. You're entertainment.
Oh,
you're
really?
Just like a talk show.
So you think
you're just stupid entertainment that people just laugh at. That's all.
Little Billy Johnson's somebody to be laughed at. He got his head chewed.
I'm not laughing at him. I'm just laughing at you.
Are you laughing at little Billy Johnson?
No, I said that. I'm laughing at you just because you're so ignorant, so dumb.
Who is little Billy Johnson?
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. He got his head chewed. You think that's funny, ma'am? See, she laughed again. Every time I brought up the case of a kid getting his head chewed, the woman laughed.
Yeah, I'm not calling you about that. I'm just saying that there are dogs out there that are obedient, well-trained, and you can't generalize and say they should all be shot. They should all be killed.
So you think turning a little boy into a eunuch is fun?
No, I don't.
Well, then why were you laughing?
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at you.
Kill your
How many
dog,
times
ma'am.
Do you want me to say that?
Kill your dog right now. Kill your dog now on the phone.
No.
I want to hear a yelping dog.
No. As a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do right now?
I'm going to reach in,
do a little doggy bag, and I'm going to give him a treat because he's so good.
God damn it, kill it!
He's such a good dog, and I love him. He's right here.
Kill it! Kill it!
Nope, he's right here.
Put the dog down!
Oh, he's licking my face. He's such a good dog. Yep, here he is.
Grab him into the chin and slit its throat with a butter knife. Kill it, yeah.
You know, you ought to write science fiction books.
You ought to write sex novels with your dog licking on you.
Nope.
Look it, pal. You are completely and totally out of control. I've been listening to this swill for the last 5 minutes, and you're completely...
Cut out its kidney and give it to me.
Yeah, you are so ridiculous.
Oh, really? When that thing...
You are just stupid.
Do you have any kids?
Ridiculous and stupid and ignorant.
Do you have kids?
And you know that guy called earlier and told you to go to the bookstore? Well, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't, because I don't think you know how to read.
I think you ought to choke that dog to death with its own tail.
He doesn't have a tail, you idiot.
Oh, no,
Rottweiler.
It's a dog.
They don't have tails. Oh, you're so stupid.
Dogs have tails. Excuse me. Hello. Dogs have tails.
Rottweilers don't.
Do you have a kid?
I know what you don't have. You don't have a brain.
Do you have a kid? Because that dog, you might as well serve
I do. Child. I have a child.
Well, then why don't you just go ahead and put it in the oven for all you care about it?
Oh, I do. Love my child, but love my dog.
Yeah, and you
and
love
they get
dog.
Along great.
I bet you your dog likes your kid with gravy.
All right, I just...
Yeah,
you ought to write kids' books.
You wait and see when that dog turns your kid into a pork roast.
Okay, this is really nauseating.
It is. I've got to go.
And it's something that everybody should know. These animals are killers. This woman thinks it's funny. Thank you.
No, I'm not. I'm
all right, okay, fine. We'll follow this story. I mean, these animals are attacking people. Something obviously should be done. This lady owns a Rottweiler. It hasn't done anything.
Yeah, right. Hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, he's 5 years old, so he's had some great 5 years, and I'm sure he's got many, many, many more good years to go.
And when you come home and your dog is gnawing on your kid's neck, then what are you going to say?
No, that won't happen. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That won't happen.
Right.
Nope.
Sure. I got money, says it does.
All right, enough.
Well,
thank you.
No, it's been really, really nice.
It's been great, yeah.
Things are going to bite your saggy rear end, and then you're...
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it so very, very deeply. I don't want to talk about this any longer. We will continue to follow this story the best way we know how. We will continue... Anyway, we have a lady here in Los Angeles who's a dog trainer. Hello, you're on KFI AM 640.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm a dog trainer of 19 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And I raise and train Rottweilers for Schutzen.
Oh, my.
It's been my experience. Now, let me say something.
Oh, my sweet.
Hold a second. I just want to say something about dogs in general. What happened 20 years ago is that Rottweilers were bred for temperament, confirmation,
How long have you been training?
I've been training for 19 years.
And you're 29 years old.
I started when I was 10. Let me just say what. Okay.
Let her have a chance to say what I'm going to say. Exactly. Let her finish.
Okay.
How did you know she was 29?
You told me.
No, I did not. How did you know she was 29?
I'm psychic.
Okay,
whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, now with any breed of dog, whether you were talking about working Belgian Malinois, German Shepherds, Rottweilers, whatever.
A Belgian Malinois?
Okay, whatever breed you're talking about, even if it's a small terrier, if you breed the animal with temperament and conformation in mind, you can have an animal that's stable. However, I will agree with you that Rottweilers are not for people who are not experienced. And I mean experienced
dog
handlers.
So you agree that they will eat a kid?
If you do not raise that dog properly, if you do not pick the right puppy out of the litter, if you don't pick a puppy that's more submissive, yeah, you're going to have problems. You're going to have some serious problems. And you should never leave any breed of dog alone with a child in a room.
This is what I was looking for. Will you admit that dogs, that these animals find kids delectable?
I will agree. I will say one thing, and this is fact. You ask any animal behaviorist or anyone, they'll tell you the same thing. What happens is that these animals, or any breed really, looks at children and people as other dogs. Now, if you're dominant and you're a dominant personality, you can overcome the dog's, you know, desire to want to become pack leader. If you're a child, you don't behave in a way that's mature.
Well, ma'am,
you don't.
I'm calling in here to give my opinion. Children finger licking good.
Okay, well, let me just.
Children finger licking good.
Well, I'm going to tell you what
I. What do you mean finger licking good? What are you acting like an idiot now?
Answer my goddamn question.
Well, I'm certainly not going to answer your question if you're going to be abusive.
Yeah, do not be abusive. This lady, out of the goodness of her heart, has called our show to inform and educate us as to the training of these dogs.
Screw that.
Okay, well, you know what? The thing is this. If you have people who believe that all dogs should be spayed and neutered and all dogs are, you know, these little lambs that you're deluding yourself, okay? You're deluding yourself if you believe that every dog, just based on its breed, is going to behave in a certain way. People get a Rottweiler thinking, oh, I've got the dog. The Jones has got this dog, so this dog's supposed to be this great dog because I saw a dog in the Schutzen trial that was so stable. Well, you know what? For the average, hold on. The average, get this. Hang on.
With your bull crap.
Okay,
and
I'm
not
telling you
a question, and I want a definite answer. Isn't it true that Rottweilers like kids? It's honey roasted.
Okay, I'm not going to buy into your, you know, you're acting very immature, okay?
You know,
and
do you
secondly,
know that I've had to have a drink to listen to you?
Okay.
I've had to
secondly, what I'm telling you is not just my opinion. What I'm telling you is written in every dog book that's on the shelf in any store. You go to a German breeder, French breeder, Belgian breeder, they'll tell you the same thing. Okay? No one is going to lie to you and tell you that a Rottweiler is going to behave like a golden retriever. I'm sorry, they're not golden retrievers. Okay, Grant.
Wait a minute. Are you drunk?
Yeah, I'm drunk.
Why?
Listening to her go on for half an hour, and he gets loud.
He's drunk.
Apparently.
All right. I appreciate your educating us.
I like to take a Rottweiler and spin that puppy right.
Well, let me just say one more thing. Hold on. Let me just say one more thing. Okay? If you really want to.
All right, thank you very much. 1-800-520-1KFI. Oh, boy. All right, so that's all the dog talk. You can get on the line with Mr. Collins.
Fight me.
And tell him that we're all done with that topic. Thank you very much, ma'am.